iRockRadio.me from the Central Pennsylvania Music Awards and Hall of Fame ceremony. It is my honor to introduce to you right here some of the OGs from Breaking Benjamin, Jeremy, Aaron, Mark. Congratulations on being the inductees, the head of the class for this year's Hall of Fame ceremony. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, it's an honor.
It's just, it's been such a long time. We go back a long ways to Wilkes-Barre working up there and, you know, you guys starting out. To see you all again together, it's absolutely fantastic to see.
It's been a minute.
It's been a minute since the three of us were in the same room. Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about what you're doing right now, because you've all been keeping very busy.
Mark?
Yeah, I've just been really into producing and, you know, still playing music, you know.
Now, we were playing you for a while with the band Vices, I believe. You were living in Arizona, or you're still living
in
Arizona?
In L.A. Yeah, when I was living in L.A. for a couple of years, I was doing the Vices thing, yeah.
Okay.
Now I'm back in Pennsylvania for, I don't know, maybe 3 more years or so until we get tired of being back in PA.
Okay.
So we'll head back out west. I think being on tour for so many years, I don't want to grow roots anywhere. It's like I just like to be on the move. I just get tired of being in the same spot.
That's all right.
So,
you're allowed.
You know, like to bounce around a lot.
Yeah. What about you, Aaron?
Good answer, Mark. So, I've been doing a couple of different musical projects. I've been doing gigs with Mark and I's old band Lifer from time to time.
So Lifer is still doing stuff?
Sort of, yeah.
Is Tony still drumming now, or
Tony
is Jeremy going to be drumming?
Tony's
not aware of yet, but
Tony's in the band Cold, and they're out on tour.
Yes.
And I've been putting out some solo records, and I'm also in a hard rock band from Los Angeles called Earshot, so I've been keeping busy.
Yep, we love the renewed Earshot as well.
Yeah.
So you're in two different renewals, I guess.
It's all renewals at this point, buddy.
And you're still occasionally playing with the Badleys, aren't you?
Yep. Actually, Jeremy and I played with them the other night.
Oh, Jeremy, you did too.
We sat in for two songs with them. It was a nice thing that we had together.
Wonderful. And Jeremy, you've taken quite a bit of a turn with your styles. I mean, I know after Breaking Benjamin, you joined the band Condition K that was from Harrisburg for a little while.
Yep.
Now you're doing some, contemporary jazz or standard jazz? Or?
I've got many logs in the fire, so to speak.
Ah.
So I have an 8-piece band called Into the Spin that I lead, and it's very different stylistically, has 3 horns. We do weddings, corporate functions, stuff like that. I've been teaching ever since, you know, the Breaking Benjamin days.
So you're teaching around the Harrisburg area, aren't you?
I teach at my home studio like 4 or 5 days a week, and then I teach one day a week in Mechanicsburg.
Okay.
So there's that. I work with the high school marching band with the drum line. I'm the assistant band director during the marching band season. So got my kids who are here with me today. And then Aaron and I are actually going to play together 2 shows coming up, in one in April and one in May. Right?
Yeah, yeah. Jeremy's going to be jamming with me on some of my solo stuff. Yeah. It's going to be fun.
And I play drums on Aaron's latest record as well.
And so, by the way, I completely, you know, spaced out on Aaron's solo project as well.
Yeah.
So I apologize
for
that. Did our friend Alan Stout play with you for one performance up there?
He announced us the other night and brought us on.
Okay.
If that's what you mean.
No, I was thinking like 2 years ago. I didn't know when your one record came out if he performed with you, but I might have just misunderstood a social media post or whatever. Yeah, it happens.
it happens.
I just kind of scroll through, and then, you know, that's how rumors start.
Exactly.
So,
you know, dude, I don't think you look any different for the last 20 years. I really don't.
Well, about 20 more pounds and a few more gray hairs, but, you know, other than that.
I gotcha. Yeah.
But you guys all look great. I'm glad to see that you guys are here today to accept the nomination into the Hall of Fame. Any special surprises that we can see down the road? I mean, I do know that Mark had performed with Breaking Ben up at Montage. What was it, last year or the year before?
Last year. I got a call from Ben, like, I don't know. I would say maybe like 3 hours before they were about to play, you know, and just like, you want to do this song? I was like, yeah, sure. Haven't played that song in I don't know how many years, but yeah, it was.
You said you thought it was an odd choice, right? Kind of.
Yeah. It was definitely was a little bit of an odd choice. I wasn't expect that wasn't one that I really had in the wheelhouse, right. So I had to throw it together quick. But yeah, it was cool. You know, it's cool that we're all still staying in touch.
Yes, and I think that's wonderful. You know, I love the lineup that they have now, and I loved the lineup when you guys first got signed. Right. I loved the lineup when Lifer was still in existence, and you know, I don't know if do you guys still talk with Chad and with Bug, a few of the other members.
Yeah, I still talk to Chad every now and then. Bug was a little bit in the kind of with playing with him and kind of in that second incarnation. There's been like a million incarnations, but he was in like Mach 2.
There has.
And then we were like Mach 3.
But even if it is Mach 3, it's still at the time that you guys got signed and broke through.
Yeah.
That is why we say you guys are the OGs.
That's kind of like the definitive lineups.
Yeah. So it's an absolute pleasure to see you guys.
You too.
It's an absolute honor to have you guys on the radio station with us. So
thank you.
You know, I look forward to many more things from all of you, whether it be separate, whether it be together. And I'll be lying if I say I can't already predict goosebumps or a tear in my eye when you guys are inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Oh,
so,
man. Thank you.
Nice.
You know, congratulations.
Sweet.
Again, it's the OGs. From Breaking Benjamin here on iRockRadio.me from the Central Pennsylvania Music Awards and Hall of Fame ceremony.